More than 50 years after Britain's nuclear tests at Maralinga, the traditional owners have finally got the last of their land back. Most of the Maralinga lands had already been returned to the Aboriginal people, but 3,000 square kilometres remained cordoned off. The site, known as Section 400, was heavily contaminated by radiation and hazardous chemicals. After years of federal government remediation, that last parcel was returned today to the Maralinga Charitja people in an emotional ceremony at Maralinga Village. Nance Haxton reports from there.
Maralinga was the site of seven of the now infamous British nuclear tests, with the first atomic bomb set off there in 1956.
Well, we'll have a minute silence. And for those who have passed on, those who have fought very hard for the country.
Hundreds of people gathered under trees at Maralinga Village today for the official handback of the land that was taken off them for the tests. Maralinga Jaricha chairman Keith Peters says having the land returned will bring healing to the community.
Our people fought. They fought so bad to get the land back, back in the past, in the 80s, that they finally made it to get the land back.
Members of the Maralinga Jaricha community cried as the South Australian Governor, Rear Admiral Kevin Scarce, handed over the deed. Such was their relief at having the last parcel of their land back. Governor Scarce says today closes a sorry chapter in Australia's history.
In Britain's race to develop a nuclear weapon capability, this area was declared off limits to the traditional owners, and they were forced to leave. Most were moved to the coastal grey sand country at Yalata, a place which they had no connection.
Maralinga Jaricha Council member Mima Smart says it's a special day for her people.
But their spirits are here, and we can feel it. The weather is beautiful day to day, wind blowing. Their spirits are here with us.
Waited a long time for this?
Waited a long time. It took that long, and we have to talk and talk.
The Maralinga lands are no longer desolate, with rolling red sandhills covered in dense scrub. But in the Maralinga village, old cement blocks on the ground are an eerie reminder of the hundreds of people who once lived in buildings there during the nuclear tests. South Australia's Aboriginal Affairs Minister Jay Weatherill says it's hoped that the remaining buildings and land can be used by the Aboriginal people for community and tourism facilities.
There are opportunities now, both with the handing back of this land, not only to restore people and their well-being, but also to create some economic opportunities here in the Maralinga village.
Given the history, though, of the land, is it a bit optimistic to think tourists will come here?
Well, no, I think that this is a fascinating site. I mean, the story of the Maralinga clean-up, the story of the fight for justice, the artefacts and relics of the 1950s era are of great interest.
Lawyer Andrew Collett has represented the Maralinga Jaricha people since the 1984 McClelland Royal Commission into British nuclear tests in Australia. He says today's handback is highly significant as the land finally poses no health risks.
It's a great tribute to the community, to their endurance that we've got there, and it is a great day, and it's been a great model of cooperation and achievement by the community.
It's taken years of federally funded remediation before the land could be returned. Even now, there are areas that are restricted, places where it's safe to hunt but not safe to live. ARPANSA CEO Peter Burns says they had to remove the top 10 centimetres of topsoil from Section 400 and bury it on site, a process that took 5 years.
So in total about 200,000 cubic metres of soil was removed and buried.
So what's the radiation level like at Maralinga now compared to other areas in Australia, I suppose?
The actual general radiation level at Maralinga from background radiation is a lot less than a lot of areas of Australia. So apart from the contaminated areas, the level of radiation at Maralinga is quite low.
While the official authorities are reassuring the traditional owners that the land is now safe, there are still doubts. Mima Smart says they have mixed emotions about the handback.
I'm still a bit concerned about this land. It's not really clean. It's not safe, but I know it's still dangerous. The radiation is still around on trees and plants and buildings and cement. Everything you touch, you are going to get infected because the radiation is still on this land. It is a happy day, happy and a sad day.
Maralinga Charitas Council's Mimma Smart, ending Nan Saxton's report.